I mentioned one chapter in Ukraine's history of anti-Semitism there in World War II, but despite that history and the violence in eastern Ukraine, 2015 might actually mark a historic high point for Jews in Ukraine. Here's Alina Simone.
In 2004, Israeli-American photographer Loli Kantor took a trip to Poland to learn more about what happened to her family during World War II. Loli's parents were Holocaust survivors, and she figured she'd internalized every form of sadness that kind of history brings with it, until she paid a visit to historic archives in Poland and found the names of her grandparents, aunts, and uncles fanning down the page. These were lists the Nazis had made.
When I actually saw the names, and it was checked, Jew was checked, and that hit me very hard, and I remember calling home and really sobbing, actually, and I didn't used to.
She photographed notorious sites of mass murder, but the whole experience also sparked an urge to seek out places in Eastern Europe where Jews were still living, even thriving. And she found those places in Ukraine. She ended up crisscrossing the country for 8 years, documenting Jewish communities there. The photographs are collected in her new book, Beyond the Forest, Jewish Presence in Eastern Europe. Though in some of the places she visited, Judaism was still a work in progress. At one synagogue, they were serving meat and cheese sandwiches for a Jewish holiday.
Jews are not supposed to mix meat and milk.
Yeah, not kosher.
So here, this surprised me.
Listening to Loli talk about the rebirth of Jewish communities in Ukraine, I was a little surprised. As the daughter of a Ukrainian Jew, I grew up hearing stories about how my dad, now a physics professor, nearly got rejected from college for the religion noted by law in his passport. His Jewish friends all have similar stories. Anti-Semitism was just a fact of Soviet life, like having to wait online for 2 hours to buy cheese. It was hard for me to believe that legacy didn't somehow linger. Then I sat down with David Fishman. He's a professor at Jewish Theological Seminary of America, who also teaches in Kiev. And he told me,
there is a kind of honeymoon of Ukrainian-Jewish relations right now. They have never been better.
David thinks this shift has at least something to do with the rise of Igor Kolomoisky, a Jewish billionaire who was appointed the governor of Dnipropetrovsk last year. Kolomoisky built a multi-million dollar complex called the Menorah Center in Dnipropetrovsk. Actually shaped like a menorah, the center includes a Holocaust museum, a kosher restaurant, and a sort of reverse ATM that can only be used for donating to Jewish causes. But Kolomoisky is also a vocal Ukrainian patriot who's kept Russian separatists out of Dnipropetrovsk.
That has affected the image that Jews have in the eyes of Ukrainians. And it also has to be said that the new government that's come in has gone out of its way to make the right signals of being pro-Jewish.
Signals like Ukraine's new president attending the commemoration ceremony of the 70th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz, and the appointment of Jews to some of the country's highest positions. Ironically, all this unprecedented solidarity seems to be a byproduct of the Ukrainian conflict.
What's really emerging is a civic nationality. In other words, being Ukrainian is not about your ethnicity anymore. It's about being a citizen of a country, just like we feel so comfortable saying, I'm American. I'm Jewish, but I'm American. And now there are people who can easily say, I'm Jewish, but I'm Ukrainian.
Okay, but what do Jews living in Ukraine say about this? I called up Igor Shupak of the Dnipropetrovsk Museum of Jewish Memory and the Holocaust and asked him if he sees it as a golden age for Jews in Ukraine.
Да, абсолютно.
Unequivocally, yes, absolutely. The thing is, while it may be true that Jews have never been more integrated into Ukrainian society, they are also leaving Ukraine in record numbers, mostly for Israel. An Israeli NGO says Ukrainian immigration to Israel nearly tripled last year, another result of the conflict. But for the Jews who do remain, Igor Shupak tells me it's a different Ukraine. He tells me the Menorah Center has lately become a refuge, and not just for Jews, but also techies fleeing separatist-controlled parts of Donetsk, that it might soon become Ukraine's version of Silicon Valley. A Silicon Menorah might just be the new symbol of Ukrainian progress. For the world, this is Alina Simone.